we want objectivity here, Maude. Can you speak to this?
I actually think it's quite dangerous, you know, because it renders too many people in a position to create accidents that really are not responsible in the sense that they're driving the car. And that seems to me to give you a level of recklessness that I would be uncomfortable with. So the one thing I would do is, if you're going to have that, you have to find some way to protect the car from any kind of independent people, hacking away at it.
That's a whole new area for lawyers here in terms of liability. But, you know, if you're talking about the 14-year-old in Indonesia, there are so many ways you can disrupt life in this country, power grids and so forth. And they're not doing that. So I choose to look at the positive side of this. Most of 60 to 70% of accidents are caused by driver errors. This gets rid of that. You can also buy cars today that park automatically. I wouldn't mind having one of those.
And people don't realize how automated their cars already are. Your steering, your brakes, things that feel like you're doing yourself, that's computers that are at work there. People don't they don't realize it. I think people like to feel that they're in control, so these Google self-driving cars, I think, will be slow to catch on. It'll be more of a younger generation thing. And I don't think it's going to be big anytime soon. People like to feel like they're controlling their own cars, and they won't.
Google has found a possible big niche, and that's disabled people. Six million disabled people could benefit from autonomous vehicles.
That's right.
Predictions, Pat.